It's Tune In Tuesday here on The Ginny Show, where we tune in to ourselves, as creepy as that sounds. I hope you've been enjoying these daily editions as much as I have. It's been great to check in with you every day and catch up with you all. And I am so appreciative of the messages of support that you send through to me every day by Instagram, email, Twitter, Facebook. I'm so excited when I see messages pop up with encouragement of how much you're enjoying this journey. And I thank you tenfold for being on this journey with me. Sometimes when I think about what to talk about on Tune In Tuesday, I like to tune into some of the things that I've been hearing in conversation that have been coming up, conversations that I've had with people, or what really is coming up at the moment. And one of the conversations that I had recently involved the stories that we tell ourselves. Now, it's not like the story time that you get in kindergarten where you sit down on the floor, cross-legged, and the teacher holds open a book and reads you a story from a fairy tale or, you know, from a decent novel, but it's more so to do with the stories and the narrative that we wrap around certain situations, and these are beliefs that form and govern our reality. For example, I bring this up a lot in my podcast. When I migrated to Australia, there was this kid who was there at the first school that my parents put me into. So it was a preschool type situation. And there was a migration boom in Australia in the 80s, and people were coming from all sorts of places from the world. And I remember going into this particular room at this preschool that we had, and this particular boy, I don't know how old he was, he looked a little bit older than I was because he was a little bit taller, but I remember he just looked at me funny when I approached him and to play with the toys that he was playing with. And yo, I was just after a good toy. I wasn't there to kind of impede on his situation, but he kind of looked at me funny and he walked away. And I think as someone who left Sri Lanka, where everyone around me looked like I did, to move to a country like Australia where everyone didn't, other than my family, it was already a bit of a confusing situation for myself as a three and a half year old. And I remember this particular boy, when he looked at me funny, I equated that to mean that there was something wrong with me. Why else would he look at me funny? No one else looks at me funny in my family, or no one else looked at me funny in a way that made me feel uncomfortable in myself at 3.5 or 4, however old I was. But that very day was significant in how the first 10, 15 years of my life spanned out, because I felt that there was something truly wrong with me. So in the first 10, 15 years of my life, how that played out is I overcompensated that story I told myself by being extra nice to people so they wouldn't think anything was wrong with me. So see how that story formed from this little look that this boy gave me when I went to preschool, how that's formed such an impactful narrative of my life that affected how I interacted with people and my relationships. So these stories may seem trivial and minute in the grander scheme of things, but really, the impact that they have on our lives and how it manifests in our relationship is quite profound. So one of the things I ask you to tune into this week is the stories that you tell yourself and you've told yourself about certain things about yourself. Now, that seems like a lot to take in, but really catch yourself in the story, because the moral of my story that I told myself is the boy looked at me funny, full stop. I don't know why he looked at me funny, why he gave me such a look which I perceived to be strange, but from that look, I formed a narrative which really governed 15 years of my life. So think about it. What stories are you telling yourself? Why are you telling yourself these stories? And where did these stories, what situation, what encounter, what person were these stories wrapped around? And really try to look at that, and you can really find some truth into who you are with these stories, because these stories are just that, stories. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So we just got to get to the end of this story so we can live our most happiest and truthful lives. Have a wonderful Tuesday, my friends. I'll catch you tomorrow. It's time to party. The Genius Show.